just have to.
Slide over.
That's it.
Right, and we're set.
Okay, are we on record?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, I'm Carolyn Holman, and this is the Value Adjustment Board process. This is petition number 79, parcel number 1605318. As I said, I'm Carolyn Holman. I'm a local real estate appraiser, so I'm not affiliated with the county or the property appraiser or anything like that. They just hire outside independent appraisers to oversee the hearings. First, I'd like to have everybody that's present be sworn in after you state your names for the record, and I'll begin with the petitioners if you'd state your names.
Lisa Lackey.
Okay.
I'm Scott Peters, her fiance.
Doug Mack with the property appraiser's office.
Jeffords Miller Jr. with the property appraiser's office.
Okay, and I do need to swear you all, and if you'd raise your right hands, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
I'm going to let the property appraiser begin first presenting their...
Pardon me. I will. Didn't think of it.
Yeah, we can do that.
I'll receive that as Exhibit A. And if you want to walk through this for me.
Sure. I have a brief opening statement I'd like to read.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Madam Magistrate. My name is Jeffords Miller, and I'm the Citrus County Property Appraiser's representative for this petition. Please allow me to summarize our assessment of this parcel. Concerning the subject petition, number 79 refers to a mobile home on 5 acres with a just value of $74,740 as of the date of assessment, January 1, 2013. After any and all statutory caps, classified uses, or fractional values were applied, the assessed value for the subject was determined by our office to be $74,740, which is in accordance with Florida Statute 193-155, Assessment of Non-Homesteaded Properties. The market value of this property complies with Florida statutes, in particular Statute 193.011, that established the 8 criteria used to derive just market value. In deriving just valuation, our CAMA system considers all 8 factors set forth. Our office maintains a database of all properties in Citrus County, which contains data for their individual property characteristics, sales history. During the appraisal process, this data is input into our CAMA system, which enables us to stratify, analyze, and adjust values for use, location, quality, cost, condition, size, age, and time of sale. Mass appraisal is a professionally accepted appraisal practice and is appropriate for the development of the value of the subject. To further establish our presumption of correctness pursuant to Florida Statute 194.301, subsection 1, I will enter into record a sampling of sales that support our just market value. The packet that we have put together is merely an example of sales, as we consider all sales. This well supports our value using the direct sales comparison approach. Thank you. That concludes my opening statement.
Okay. If you want to go ahead and summarize the data that you have in this exhibit.
If we go to page 3, it just has some information on the account number and the ownership of this.
Did you give the petitioners a copy?
No, but I will. We didn't meet the... They provided us an appraisal report, but they didn't do it through the exchange of evidence rules. But I don't have any problem with the report being presented here or them having our information.
Okay, great.
So,
thank you.
Anyway. Has the address of the subject property, the square footage is a little bit over 5 acres. It's a mobile home. If you go to page 4, you'll see a picture of the subject property. Page 5 shows our sales comparison grid and the adjustments that we made. All the financing was, these were qualified sales, qualified by our office, typical financing. The time of adjustment was derived from the Florida Department of Revenue's time trend analysis, which gives us a factor per each month of the year. Gives us an adjusted sales price. We adjusted for the Building replacement costs, new miscellaneous improvements in land value, and also for age differences between the subject and the comparables, and also an additional 15% cost of sale, which takes into consideration the ancillary fees associated with the sale of property, as stated in the Florida statute 193.011. And give us a range of from 88,103 to 80,896, which is below our assessed value of $74,740. Going on to page 6, we have pictures of the comparable properties that we used, 6 through 8. Page 10 shows a map showing the subject property in relation to the comparables, all of them clearly in close proximity. And the remainder of our packet is some information from the Department of Revenue on the sales qualification process and the criteria. And that concludes my presentation.
Okay. I have any questions about your exhibit just yet, so if I could have the petitioner go ahead and present your evidence, and I would need a copy of that as well if you're going to actually present anything.
You bet.
Other than verbal testimony.
Sure. Hey, Lisa, could you?
I'm going to mark that exhibit A.
Okay.
I'm sorry, exhibit 1.
Okay. Would you like me to speak for you? Okay. Recently, Dennis was working on a refinance of the property and at 3300 North Page. And during that process, it would have been June 26th, this appraisal was completed by a certified Florida residential appraiser for the bank. And so we received a copy of that. And we took a look at that, and then we took a look at the assessment. And simply put, you know, we just saw some variance between the two, where the appraiser came up with $65,000. As an appraised value. So that's simply our argument based on that.
And we just don't understand why the big difference. You guys are coming up with 74, but
sure.
Yet. I mean, I owe quite a bit more than that on it, don't get me wrong.
No, I understand. there's a lot of us in that position.
I'm sort of upside down in it, but that's immaterial. I'm not gonna give my property up, but we just didn't understand why there was such a big difference.
And I talked to your dad, Mr. Lackey, on the phone, and we had a conversation, and I think you dropped off the report.
I did
drop
him off to you.
And, you know, I told him I'd take a look at the report and did, and I explained that our statutory date of appraisal is January 1. So his appraisal's 6 months after our statutory date of appraisal. And I did look at it, and I looked at the sales in there, and you know, we're at 74,740, and if we go to page 2 of the appraisal report, we'll see that they have a value indication by the cost approach of the appraiser does of 93,437, and she had some vacant land sales that she used to develop her cost approach land value, and She concluded at $6,500 per acre, although one of the sales was a 2013 sale, and it was also unqualified. But going over to page 3, comparable sale number 1, she had is transacted in 515 of 2013, which is after our statutory date of appraisal, and sale number 2 was in May of 2013, which was 5 months after our date of appraisal. Going over to p- page number, right after page 7. I don't see it numbered, but it would be the page right after page 7, which has our other three comparables. Let me back up a minute. All the comparables except for comparable number 5 have a significantly smaller size of land. I mean, they're a couple acres, and the subject's a little bit over 5 acres. Mm-hmm. Comparable number 5 is 4.75 acres, and it sold for $55,000 unadjusted, but the mobile home is a 31-year-old mobile home, and it's a single wide, and the subject's a double wide mobile home, there was quite a there's a couple hundred square feet of difference in what we had on our records, less than what the appraiser is showing here. We're showing that 840 square feet of living area on this single wide mobile home, and the appraiser is showing 1124. And not really seeing, you know, there was only a $900 adjustment given for that. But after looking at this, it seems like the biggest difference is in the land. You know, that's where the difference we're showing from the our appraisal, mm-hmm. relative to these, that she used comparables with a lot less land. And if my calculations are right, she's only allowing about $3,000 an acre for the land adjustment, and in our opinion, that's a little bit low. But okay. I mean, that's our main source of contention with the appraisal report.
Okay. And that's really what we didn't understand, is why there was such a big difference.
Sure.
Between hers and then what we got from you guys. We just didn't understand why there was such this big difference and why we were.
Well, I don't know if I hope I explained it.
And you did, and you did, and I understand what you're saying.
Our hands are tied as far as our date of appraisal. You know, I mean, this number is of their date, but that's very important for us that you know we're not able to prognosticate into the future to derive at a value and. We very well may be close to this number next year.
Okay.
Or lower.
Well, and that's fine. So. I just wanted an explanation to exactly why there was such a big difference.
No, you really want adjustment.
That's why. By the time you see our number, it's already 8 months old by the time you get that trim notice in August.
Yeah.
With your appraisal report being done in June, as he just said, there is a very good chance that our value will be closer, much closer to that number next year, when these very sales that your appraiser used are actually considered to set that value for the 2014 tax roll.
Okay.
We'll be using those 2013 sales to set that value for next year.
Okay.
So there's a very good chance that
and
you'll
that
be
answered
closer.
All my questions. I just didn't know how, you know.
Well, I mean, we.
And this is all new to me.
No, I understand.
I've never had to do this before, mm-hmm. and I've never been through anything like this. So.
It's good to ask the question. It's tough to explain a lot of times when you have a fee appraisal there, and I know from my experience in the past, I used to order a lot of appraisals. I worked for a governmental agency that did, and you'd have two MAI appraisers, and you'd see a wide variance in opinion of value, and. You know, it boils down to the definition of an appraisal is an opinion, and I mean, they're less than $10,000 difference between her number and our number.
Yeah, and in real dollars, when it comes down to what we're going to pay, I mean, we're not talking a lot of money here.
No.
I mean, probably $150 at the best or something. But yeah, we just thought we'd get it brought up to speed and get on the same page with you folks. And if there is an adjustment available to us, we'd appreciate that. If you know, we
and
have
if
to
there's
wait
not, we understand. You know.
Do you know in your zoning, the LDR MH, what minimum lot size there is per one dwelling unit? Do you have enough room to add other dwelling units should you choose?
They said I was down to the county a couple of years ago, and we were talking about possibly adding another home on the property, and she said we would have to divide it. It's not subdivided, and I thought she told me minimum was 2 acres, maybe 2.5.
Or we could put another dwelling on there that matched the first dwelling, but half the size.
Yeah, there was.
So I mean, like, we have a double wide, we could put a single wide on there, and not have to.
Or you have to split it into two parcels.
Otherwise, we have
two tax ID numbers.
Yep.
Are y'all familiar with what the
minimum
size?
What he said with the 2 acres sounds right.
Okay.
I would have to verify, but.
And that's
yeah, just so we had an easement.
Most of the comps that are there in the same proximity are
two acres.
Pieces, so I mean,
that sounds
having the legal ability to split that into another lot, there's value there, being able to do that.
That is, it doesn't have as much value generally if you have a 5 acre tract, but you need a 5 acre tract even though you have the same size house where you can't actually sell it off if you chose to.
Mm-hmm.
Just from a kind of valuation perspective, just a general rule. But.
Yeah, we were thinking about that as possibly building another home and then leaving the front home, but again, we'd have to divide it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when her dad retires and moves down here, you know, work out something like that. So,
do you have any other questions of the evidence at the property or any other comments that you want to make? I'm not going to rule right now. I'm going to just review all the data and make a decision at another time, but this is your time if you'd like to.
No,
I understand you answered all my questions, and I appreciate your time. And
in the future, I understand that this is your first time through this. Don't hesitate to come to our office, bring the appraisal in. You don't
Absolutely.
Have to pay the $15 to come in front of a magistrate.
Mm-hmm.
My staff will gladly sit with you, go through an entire appraisal report, and explain to you where our value came from.
Yeah, when Dennis called, I mean, he answered, you know, Jeff it is?
Yes.
Answered, you know, all the questions real great, and it,
but
we thought,
we waited until the last minute, and you said you weren't,
sure.
We're on,
to protect your right and have time to fully do that. I mean,
we had filed because we did wait till the last minute.
Yeah, we didn't allow enough time for your folks to kind of really consider.
To make a tax roll every year, we have to have deadlines that we have to do.
Right.
And it gets to the point late in the trim season where we can't address something, we don't have the time to look at it. I mean, our advice is to go ahead and file a petition, and that leaves your right open to go ahead and contest it. And,
right.
Okay.
Give us a closer
look. Well, if there are no new comments regarding this, I'll close the hearing out with a continued so that I can just review the documents and make a decision. But I appreciate you coming in and presenting your case.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. And can I keep this?
Sure.
Okay.
Throw it in there?
Please.
Okay. You have a
thank
great
you
night.
Very much,
thank
you guys.
Thank you. Yes, we received it. Prior to us starting, Mr. Wookie, I would like to make an offer to you. You received an adjustment from our field inspection when they came out and verified the information on the property. We made an adjustment down from the 193 to the 188. I don't know if you were aware of that.
This is based on the 188.
Right. I'm prepared today to lower it again after my review of the property. I haven't gotten a chance to speak to you, but I am prepared to lower it today to 168.020 if that's enough to make you satisfied and not go through the hearing.
We're speaking of market value now.
Right, it's 188,240 currently.
The highest market value on that street is 158,000.
Mm-hmm. And we're prepared to go to 168,020.
Okay, and I'm prepared to tell everyone that we're not even in the same ballpark.
All right,
okay.
Are we already on record? Okay, let me just start us out by introducing into the record. This is parcel number 2604972, petition 96. I'm Carolyn Holman. I'm a local real estate appraiser, so I'm not affiliated with the county offices or the property appraiser or anything.
Okay.
First, I'd like to have everyone present state your names for the record, and I'll begin with the petitioner.
Okay, my name's Tim Wookie.
Okay.
My name's Doug Mack. I'm with the property appraiser's office.
Jeffords Miller, Jr. with the property appraiser's office.
Okay, and I do need to swear you in if you'd raise your right hands. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to let the property appraiser first present their evidence. I did receive a package from the petitioner, and I'm going to mark that Exhibit 1. But if I could have the property appraiser present your evidence, please. I'll mark that Exhibit A. And if you could read into the record the market value assessment.
Okay. Actually, if I can read this opening statement, it's part of it.
Sure.
If that's fine with you. Mr. Wilkie, did you receive one? Would you like a copy too?
I gave you.
I know you didn't request it. That's why it wasn't sent.
Sure. You can. We ought to be able to get this. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Madam Magistrate. My name is Doug Mack. I'm a certified Florida evaluator and a residential appraisal manager for the Citrus County Property Appraiser's Office. Concerning the subject, petition 96 refers to a single family home with a just market value of $168,020 as of the date of assessment, January 1st, 2013. After any and all statutory caps, classified uses, or fractional values were applied, the assessed value for the subject was determined by our office to be $168,020, which is in accordance with Florida Statute 193.155, the assessment of homesteaded properties. The market value for this property complies with Florida statutes, in particular Statute 193.011, that established the 8 criteria used to derive just or market value. In deriving just valuation, our CAMA system considers all 8 factors set forth. Our office maintains a database of all properties in Citrus County, which contains data for the individual property characteristics and sales history. During the appraisal process, this data is input into our CAMA system, which enables us to stratify, analyze, and adjust values for use, location, quality, cost, condition, size, age, and time of sale. Mass appraisal is a professionally accepted appraisal practice and is appropriate for the development of the value of the subject. To further establish our presumption of correctness pursuant to Florida Statute 194.301, subsection 1, I have entered into record a sampling of sales that support our just or market value. The packet we have put together is merely an example of sales, as we consider all sales. This well supports our market value utilizing the direct sales comparison approach. That concludes my opening statement, and I would like to go through this packet with you if I could.
Sure, I'd like that.
Okay. Beginning on page 3 of the packet is just a description of the property and ownership. page 4 is a photo of the subject, along with a little bit more detail about the subject. Now, please keep in mind the market value shown in this packet is showing the $188,240 that was the market value prior to the offer that I just made.
Okay.
The $168,020 is the offer that we are dealing with, the amount that we are dealing with.
Though. Okay.
Page 5 of the packet is a comp grid showing the first 3 of 6 comps that we have used in our packet compared to the subject. As you'll notice, all of the adjusted sale prices at the bottom tend to show that our assessment of the subject is a very conservative number. Comps 1 through 6 range from $227,747 to $285,727 in values. Adjusted sale prices. Pages 7 through 12 are photos and individual breakdowns of the comps used. And on page 13, I have a supplemental addendum that I would like to read. All comparables used here are located in the subject's market area within Citrus County. Comparables used in estimating the subject's suggested just market value of $168,020 are similar to the subject in size, use, and amenities, and are considered to be arm's length transactions. The comparables presented here are merely examples, as we consider all sales. All comparables were adjusted for differences in size, age, and land. All comparables were given the time adjustments to the date of appraisal in accordance with the Florida Department of Revenue Property Tax Oversight Division. Even shrinking this down a little bit more than just market area, if you look at page 14, all 6 subjects are in the same neighborhood as, or I'm sorry, all 6 comps are in the same neighborhood as the subject. And then the rest of the packet are different DOR bulletins, an evidence list, and different statutes, and our evidence request letter.
Okay.
And that will conclude that part of the hearing.
Okay, and Mr. Wookie, I'll let you summarize your exhibit for me that I've marked exhibit one. Or in your you can make any comments regarding their evidence as well.
I guess the comparisons that you people have made,
mm-hmm.
Page 14, I believe that none of these comparisons are on North Short Line Way. And North Short Line Way is where I live, and I took 100% of the houses on North Short Line Way, and the sample size is greater than 10. It happens to be 16, so I believe it's relevant. And my numbers on page 2 are what I got from the property appraiser's office as of September the 19th. When I put together the package and sent it to you for dated September the 20th. As I say on, that's page 2 is the numbers. Page number 1, I've got a land sized of every lot on Short Line Way, and they're all approximately the same size. The floored living area, I looked at every house on North Short Line Way, and I happen to be the land living area, I happen to be number 2. The garage space, I looked at every house, and I happen to be number 3. The what some people refer to as a lanai, screened in a structural porch, I looked at every one on North Short Line Way, and I happen to be number 12. And then every other house on North Short Line Way has a cage swimming pool. I can't speak for how they, how 13 of them are, because I couldn't go in their backyard. However, when the builder built my house, he looked at the pools on both sides of me and quoted me a price of $50,000 to make the birdcage pool like them. So that's a $50,000 that I do not have. And I put all
these. You're saying every single one of these homes on page 2 of 2 has a pool?
That's correct.
100%. Except for yours.
Say again?
Except for yours.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to spend $50,000. And if I had, can you imagine what my assessment would have been? So anyway, when I compare, I'm not number 1 in any of these categories, and yet even after a revised offer that I just received a couple minutes ago, or we received, I'm still number 1.
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying, hey, we're not in the same ballpark. When I do all the math and put in a footprint for each of them, I come out to be number 11. And so that value, when I crunch all those numbers, comes out to be $116,500. So that's the what I consider a fair value using mathematics.
Excuse me.
And I guess the bottom line again on the page 14, I feel that the assessor's office here and myself are on different pages because I believe, in my opinion, they are comparing apples to oranges when they take houses that are not on North Short Line Way.
You have to use sales, and unless you had an adequate pool of sales on Short Line Way, I mean, they base assessments on sale data.
I'm basing mine on the
assessment.
On what they refer to here on my trim notice as market value.
Right.
And so they can base the sale, if they want to base my sales on a set of data, they need to base everybody else's house on the same set of data.
Right. Do you know the ages of the homes that you've compared on this page 2 of 2? Are they similar year built? I mean, I don't know if it's a new subdivision, old subdivision.
I'm going to say round numbers, 10, 15 years old. My house is only 2 years old. It's the newest one built. With that said, if you look at my last paragraph here on page 1, from the Money Magazine here, March of this year, the bottom line on that is the houses in the same street are going to be worth, generally speaking, the same price whether they're new or old.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying there. So I'm saying if somebody wants to give me an extra $1,000 because it's new, okay, but we're not talking about $1,000 or $2,000. We're talking many more.
Okay. Do you have a thing?
Our rebuttal to that would be that Mr. Wookie's evidence are assessment comps only. There is no sales evidence here. The one sale that he does bring up on his front page is a bank sale. It's an unqualified sale, so it wasn't even considered in our weighting. The gentleman who you had been dealing with, John Quarles, I know you had even mentioned him here on your note on your evidence. He has retired from the office, and unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to have a conversation with you prior to our hearing today. But as the magistrate just said, when we set our values, we have to use, we're made to use sales that have occurred countywide to set valuation. The sales that we happen to use in this packet that we've brought today just are the ones immediately in your neighborhood code. They're the ones in Cambridge Greens. But we look at all sales that occur throughout the county to set values. And you had made a comment of if we're going to do that to set your value, we should do it to set every value on that street. We do that to set every value in the county, not just yours or not just on your street, but every value in the county, they're all set the same. We're very equitable when it comes to that. But that would be my major rebuttal, is that his evidence is their assessment comps, and the one sale would be a bank sale, so it wouldn't even be weighted in our consideration.
Let me just make a quick comment on the
sure.
bank sale thing. It wasn't as if it was a somebody decided, hey, I want to sell my house, and the bank just sold it the next day. It had the for sale sign on the front lawn for over a year, and hey, it just didn't sell, and finally the bank took the best offer they could get. I might note that 10 years ago, when I built a new house in Citrus County also, and did not have this type of thing going on, because it's the first time you people have seen me, and you're probably happy, but I don't want to come back again.
No, not at all. That's understood.
But 10 years ago, when I did that, I took a look at how my house was evaluated versus the other houses on the street. And a couple $1,000, you know, everything was fine. Like I said, this is just, I don't know, the mythology has changed in the 10 years since I built before. But the way it is now, as I say, I totally disagree. If you're going to compare my house to houses that are not on the street, you have to compare the other houses to the houses on the street, and then we're all going to be compared using the same base. And when we are all compared using the same base, I want the numbers on page 2 to be used. And since I'm not number one in any category, I don't want to be number one on market value.
And just to clarify, I would guess you all have verified the market values that he's showing on page 2 of 2. Are those the market values, or any of those a capped taxable value?
These are actual market values, okay. Not assessed. I'm not sure if there any of these, with the market the way it is today, there's a good chance that the assessed is the same with the way the declines have been going. But these are market values, not assessed values.
Okay. And the bank sale, do you know, you're saying it was listed for over a year. Is that after it was foreclosed? I mean, is this one where it got foreclosed, was put on the market, sat there for a year, and then finally sold? Or was it on the market prior to foreclosure and then sold? Do you know when it was foreclosed versus when it sold?
I do not. I'm not familiar with that sale personally, other than that it was a bank sale.
Okay.
I can tell you that the house that I sold this year also, which is not here, but just as an offside, I did the same thing. My house was for sale for over a year, and the offers I got were, as real estate people call them, a low ball. And finally, I just took the best one they had after a year and said, hey, you know, I'm saying that that's conceivably what happened to the person across the street from me. However, if we look at that person's house, they've got a next door neighbor, and I got two other neighbors here again that are all priced, are all close to me, and have the same close numbers to me, and yet their market value is considerably lower than me.
And which house on page 2 of 2 is the one that sold?
Let's see, the one that sold is, it'd be 1039 is the one that sold in the year 2012.
Okay.
That I agree was a bank sale, but I also, as noted, it had the for sale sign and was advertised for over a year before they just took the best offer.
Okay. Any other discussion or comments that anyone wants to make?
No, ma'am, we have nothing further.
Okay. I'm going to continue this hearing as well so I can review all the evidence that's been presented and make a ruling in another time. It won't take, you know, but a week or so, but so I won't rule right at the moment. So I'll continue the hearing, and I appreciate you coming in, and that'll conclude our hearing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Since